Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a delayed showing of the Xbox Game Showcase stream, which happened today. What is today? Today's the freaking the day. Oh, July 23rd. And they did this thing while I was doing a morning show. And so there was no chance for me to do the live watch along we try to do on these things. I wish they would have scheduled it around my important schedule. But anyway, I'm going to watch it now. And there's a live chat room in here doing it with me if you're watching the video version of this. I guess enjoy yourselves. For those listening at home, you're just going to get some live commentary like we do occasionally with these kind of events. So let's dive right in and get started. 25-second countdown. I honestly am not actually sure what to expect from this because I haven't watched it. I've only heard a couple of little things about stuff that came out of it. A better look at Halo Infinite, some other games we didn't know about, a few that we did. So anxious to see what Microsoft did. Again, first time seeing it, so here goes. Enjoy. I guess we're getting a trailer first, which makes sense, right? Give a little volume on this here. Okay. Doing a big fancy countdown. 1. That looked like an 11, but okay. That's fine. Oh, all right. It's maybe a trailer. Yep. Halo. Got to be Halo. You start with Halo. You knock it out of the park with your Halo, and then you build from there. Oh, there's some Halo juice. That's a little bit of a... A little bit of Master Chief there. That'll drop there. Okay. Actually, I have no idea what that is. I don't know what this is. This may not even be Halo. I don't know. Oh, no. Of course it is, because there's the music. If that's not Halo, I'll eat my shorts.
The Mjolnir exosuit is now complete.
The Mjolnir?
Even though this technology will save humanity in the war to come.
I hear Halo music. Okay, it's all green. It's a Halo suit.
I must remind myself. Liquid crystal cannot rise on its own. Titanium alloy cannot prevail in the face of extinction.
Is this in engine?
Cannot hope.
That's the number. That's his number. There's his Helmut.
It all means nothing until you step inside.
That's right, because you're Master Chief. You're the Master of the Chiefs. Of all the chiefs, you're the master. Plus X, A thing, to start the demo. They're going to start an actual demo here. John 1:17.
Already? I must be, I mean, this is a punishment, right?
Give us a little volume here, sorry.
Yep, this is death.
Warning. Oh, jeez.
No. No. This isn't happening. I'm going to have to make an emergency landing. Hold on.
Oh, Master Chief. He's right behind you. He was there the whole time. He's in the house. Oh, no.
You are.
Breathe.
No! You don't get to tell me what to do. You don't get to tell me anything. We're... Are you even listening?
I count three anti-aircraft cannons.
Okay. Three what?
You'll be safe here.
Dude, cool news. Oh, so good to hear his voice.
Safe? I haven't been safe since I found you. I found you, remember? You were out there on your own, and you'd still be out there if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I thought I was going home.
There won't be a home if we don't stop the Banished.
You keep saying that.
The Banished.
We're outgunned, outnumbered.
Did he say the Spanish?
Oh, I saw Clone Wars over there. I'm going to dig through them and find one with the working slave space drive.
He said Banished.
And when you're done with this war, we'll get away from here. Far away.
Wait here.
Okay.
Oh.
The Master Please. Chef has work to do.
Let me see what I can find.
Cannons first. When I get back, we can look. Together.
My little Russian friend. Hey, it's that gun we like. We like that gun. Alright, so one would assume this is rendered on Series X on some live hardware. Oh, if it's just more of these dudes, then that's Halo? I don't know. I'm already a little bummed. I don't want to just immediately fight those little guys. They're like the rats of this game. Does that concern anybody else? Just me. That's okay, right? Is it okay? I mean, it's more Halo, which is cool. I like Halo. It looks very nice. It's a very pretty deal we got going here. That's some open world bullshit right there. Which I'm totally down for, by the way. I like open world. Far Cry Infinite. Oh. This will be on PC same day, so I don't know if I even care about getting an Xbox too soon. The PC factor is really working for me. Get in there, Master Chef. Oh, shit. Well done, Master Chef. This is the end. Hold on, did he just grappling hook that guy, or did I see that wrong? That looked pretty cool. Open world Halo is... I'm not going to lie, I'm interested in what that is. So far, this feels less corridory and sort of scripted, and I'm down with that. Yeah, good point. Probably not right where you start. Probably this is later in the game. Demos are never... You kind of wish Bungie was still making this. 323 is fine, but I don't know. Kind of wish Bungie was still making it. This music's great, though. Oh, grappling hook. Bring it to me. Cool. At an E3 demo, they'd be all cheering and yelling for that kind of stuff. Pulling health over to you, pulling shields to you and stuff. It's a good point, Grapevine. Grapevine? Lockvine. If they're going to have a grappling hook, you're probably doing an open world game, right? That's kind of the rule. At least that's been my experience. Ooh, grapple hook onto an enemy? That's cool. If the game's too loud, you guys let me know. I think it sounds alright. Not the game, the video.
The UNSC lost this war.
Oh, Thanos. Thanos.
Your people are broken, scattered, hunted. Defeated.
Some Thanos bullshit.
By me. I wish I could tell you it was difficult. But it wasn't. We are one step ahead.
Daughter.
Always. The ring is already under our control. Soon, the auditorium as well. The Harbinger. The banished share the same goal. We fight together to honor the will of Atriarchs. But without challenge, I grew weary, lost, alone.
Some good mouth stuff going there.
But here you now stand. This is my last fight. A true test of legends. Our story will outlive us both.
Sounds like Garage Hellscream. I think it is.
Set a fire in your heart, Spartan. Bare your fangs. Fight hard. Die.
Pretty sure that's the actor who does Garage Hellscream. Holiday 2020 on your Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and Windows PC. No word on whether the Xbox One version will look like garbage or be close enough. Ooh, a little thing here.
We hope you enjoyed your first look at Halo Infinite's campaign. I'm incredibly proud of the team at 343.
Yeah.
And we're thrilled to share a hint of the epic battles that await you on the next chapter of Master Chief's journey. This is the most ambitious campaign we've ever created at 343. For the first time, players will have the freedom to explore a mysterious new Halo ring that's several times larger than our last two Halo games combined. Halo Infinite has been built from the ground up to take full advantage of Xbox Series X. Bigger battles, epic vistas, more complex visual effects, displayed with 10 times the processing power per pixel of Halo 5. This will be running at a flawless 60 frames per second and will allow us to bring the Halo ring to life in ways that have never been possible before. We look forward to sharing even more about Halo Infinite in the coming months, including the first look at multiplayer.
Okay.
And now, please enjoy a glimpse of what others in the Xbox Game Studios family have been working on.
Okay, but 60 frames per second.
World premiere.
At 4K? They didn't say, did they? Oh, they're still doing that world premiere thing with the voice.
World premiere.
Okay, let's see what we got here. I think this is there's a lot of talk of a new Fable game. Maybe that's what this is? I guess we're going to find out. Nope, this looks like modern day. I got a can on the ground. Some kind of stick. Oh. Is this the rumored, what's that zombie series they do? I like the State of Decay. State of George Decay. The State of George Decay.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, we got lady with a what's that called? Crossbow lady out there in this. For those listening at home, she's out there in the wilderness here in the snow, crossing a river. They don't say whether this is gameplay footage or not, or did they? And I missed it. Maybe I missed it. All right, she's found some blood. She's going to taste it now. Nope, not going to taste it. I was really hoping for a blood tasting. It didn't happen. All right, she's going to walk her way in here. She's going to take aim. Some sort of... Oh, a wolf unit there. Getting eaten by what? What do we got here? A zombie horse! No. Oh, jeez, Louises. Oh, it is State of Decay 3. All right. Totally down with that. I liked the first two a lot. Those were good games. Two was kind of ugly, so hopefully three is better looking. Ooh, look at all those X's.
Welcome, everyone, to the Xbox Game Showcase.
Hey, man.
Today, we're showing games from 9 of our 15 Xbox Game Studios, including unveils of 5 new first-party games. What you will see today is how Xbox Game Studios are harnessing their passions to bring their dreams to life. We believe that how you find and play your games is as important as the device.
I like Phil Schiller a lot.
Xbox Game Pass is the best way to discover and play. And we want you to be able to experience as many great games as possible. So Game Pass members, you can play every game you see today from your subscription or free to play.
Whoa!
These games will look and play best.
That's a big deal.
Xbox Series X, delivering unmatched fidelity, performance, precision, and immersion. And we've designed the most consistently powerful next-generation console. And we've built state-of-the-art platform technology to allow every developer to realize
that. You guys, that's a big deal.
One studio.
That's a big deal.
Always push the limits of our hardware is Turn 10. And they're early in development on the next Forza Motorsport. And Xbox Series X is bringing them closer to their
dream. We'll take a look at this here, but I'm not really interested in the car.
With ray tracing and native 4K resolution, all at 60 frames per second.
Okay.
The trailer.
Let's not skip over this.
Was captured completely.
They just announced that all those new games they're talking about are going to be free with your Xbox subscription, with your Game Pass Ultimate subscription. That's huge. That is a freaking deal, dude. Holy crap, that's a good deal. This is where Microsoft's going to be strong this time out. Plus, it looks like they're obviously working really hard on their own studios, and that's a big deal too. But so now we're going to have some car porn. You guys like car porn? Here we go. Raw car porn. Here's a car. Check out this car and this car. There's another one. They all kind of look the same, but they got different colors. Cars. Forza Horizon is the series I would prefer to hear about. It's way more my jam than this. The simulation stuff's not really my thing. Forza Motorsport. Well, it's just not even a number, eh? Just calling it Forza Motorsport. All right. Got another one. Here we go. Listen to this guy. Rated T for T. Nope. Okay. This is that new Rare game they've been working on for a while. Secrety. It's all secrety. Don't know what it is, but they've been secrety about it. Do you want me to say...
Our world has a rhythm. We all sense it.
Do we?
But only a few truly feel it.
I can feel it.
It is found in the smallest moments. In every step of a perilous journey.
This is a Sony-ass looking game, right here.
In the symmetry of ritual. In the bonds we share.
Share. The bonds we share. Hey, Wilford Brimley pet. Wilford Brimley mount, confirmed.
And in moments of stillness.
This is pretty.
It teaches us to look beyond the expected.
Ugh. Here come the fish people.
To be a light in dark places.
Chocobos, confirmed.
To seek answers. And to stand watch over our world.
Oh dear.
Our world.
Get it? Oh dear.
Has a rhythm. We all sense it. But only a few truly feel it.
Look out, look out. Some sort of light demon unit. All right, this is called Everwild, and that looks neato, dude. That's a very pretty game. I think I'm down.
Everwild will give to you a magical and untamed natural world for you to explore and to just truly lose yourself in. It's a place to be eternal. An Eternal has the gift to sense and feel how magic flows through nature and connects every living thing. The team here at Rare are so excited to be working on something like Everwild, and I hope you're excited too, but I just want to take this opportunity to say a massive, massive thank you to everyone who has shown their support and love.
I mean, we didn't even know what they were doing on this game, so.
Awesome, positive community.
So it's nice to see they're finally showing something.
Around this game. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. She's very excited. Okay. I have things to say. I'll wait until this thing.
Whoa. I just got hit with a flood of memories.
Love you, Mom.
Love you, Mom.
What I'm seeing?
Mom?
Allison?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
The Last of Us, part hours.
We all believed that what happened that night was self-defense. But we couldn't be sure.
It doesn't matter that they kept us apart.
Brother, sister, we look out for each other.
It doesn't matter that finding the truth feels impossible.
This is those one guys, right?
We're all done with fairy tales.
The only thing that matters.
Who am I thinking of?
What game? You're my brother.
What game am I thinking of? Help me, help me. There are two parts to it. You were a teenager.
The only way to move forward,
Mom,
is to keep looking back.
Mom!
We've been getting these visions whenever we see or hear something.
Yes, Life is Strange. Is that who this is? It's not this studio, is it? It's Microsoft Studio. Unless they bought them.
Everything we thought we knew about Marianne just got thrown out the window.
She loved you.
She attacked you. We both saw it.
I thought coming here would be closing a chapter of our lives.
Nothing good comes from stirring up old memories.
We don't really have a choice about that.
There's always a choice, son.
There's always a choice. That sounded like Barack Obama. Tell me why it's called. Okay. Chapter one. See, that feels very Life is Strange, doesn't it? Like, totally that vibe. And the look of it. All right, here we got all the world here. Mon Studio.
Hey, everyone. My name is Gennady. I'm the co-founder and director of technology at Mon Studios. Today, we're very excited to tell you that we're working on a very, very special version of Ori and the Will of the Wisps, specifically for Xbox Series X. We're now at a time where we can reach levels of fidelity and frame rates previously absolutely impossible on any console. An already gorgeous game like Ori can now run at 120Hz refresh rate in full 4K HDR in its highest quality, delivering unprecedented game feel with silky smooth animation, super crisp, sharp image, and low input latency, which is just so important for the tight and precise platforming feel of this game. We can also boost the immersion in different spaces in our world by using premium audio tech that we previously just could not simulate in real time. And with all of this crazy hardware power, we can give our players more options with how they want to play our game. We can't wait for all of you to experience this very special version of Ori coming to Xbox.
Yeah, they had to slow
X
it down
smart delivery later
this year. You could see the difference between 60 and 120, and it does make a big difference. So technically, if you get a 120 gigahertz screen, you should get that update on your PC. I assume. I don't know. Maybe it already does it, actually. All right. What do we got here? What's this? This looks like
from
whoops.
The furthest reaches of the universe
like
comes
Fallout.
The biggest mystery in the galaxy.
An abandoned research facility. And now shady corporate intrigue.
Marvel,
Outer Worlds content, right? Because they own them now.
Full of salacious secrets and scandalous strangers.
Greetings, attractive patron. You are looking downright unlovable today.
With the right kind of case.
They wanted us to develop a miracle drug.
Can put you on the wrong side of a gun. Or sword. Or this thing. Thrills. Danger.
I like this game a lot, so I'm all for more of it.
Trust no one.
What about you? Am I supposed to trust you? Because you don't seem very trustworthy at all.
What will you find on Gorgon?
Gorgon. Outer Worlds, Peril on Gorgon.
Bring you any drinks in its current state?
Okay, September 9th. So that's coming to stuff before the Series X. That's not even a Series X thing. All right, what do we got here? A tree.
If you're waiting for the biggest game of the year.
I am, dude.
Then wait for Cyberpunk.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
But if you're ready for the smallest, we've got you covered.
Oh my gosh, they are pulling my chain here.
Obsidian Entertainment, the makers of games that are nothing like this one. This summer, strive together to thrive together. Or just feed your friend to the spiders and go solo.
This really this rubs me the right way, dude. I love this kind of stuff. Everything all shrunk down. Are you kidding? I love this idea. Grounded. Okay, we heard about this before, didn't we? But we didn't. I guess they weren't that far with it. All right, here they are.
At Obsidian, we're dedicated to pushing narrative and role-playing games. It's something we do every day when we come to the office, and we can't wait for you to play our next great adventure, Peril on Gorgon. It's the first of two planned story expansion packs for The Outer Worlds that we're putting together with our friends from the Private Division. Now, it's also important that we continue to evolve how we tell stories in games, and Grounded is the perfect example of that. The team has been working for the last 2 years on how to tell an Obsidian story within a survival game. Now, what's great is that you're going to be able to play the game on July 28th on Xbox Game Preview and on Steam Early Access.
Ooh.
We want to hear from you, and we want to continue to build Grounded together.
Look at them talking about Steam.
If you've been wondering, we have been working on that next big Obsidian RPG. Check this out.
World premiere.
What do we got here? What's this? No, go back. Okay, here we go.
We have always known war.
Oh, shit. I love these guys. I'm so excited. Fire arrows. Some arrows being fired. This looks like a fantasy setting, if I was to guess.
Forged our empire. Turned heroes into queens and kings. And decimated our foes. Now our oaths are lost, forsaken.
I already love it.
Face the monsters.
Oh, it's Skyrim-y as shit looking. Oh.
Our sins have borne. Is an oath worth the weight of a crown?
A Avowed. Oh, bring it on, dude. I didn't show a lot, but hubba hubba. I love their games anyway, and I love an RPG, and that looks great. Take my money now.
Avowed is an expansive first-person RPG set in the fantasy world of Eora. When Obsidian Entertainment joined Xbox Game Studios, they told us that this epic game is the one they want to make. As creators of critically acclaimed RPGs, this is Obsidian at their best, and it is being built from the ground up to take full advantage of the power of Xbox Series X. At Xbox Game Studios, we also work with independent developers, always with the goal of empowering them to bring their ideas to life.
Sold.
I'm excited to announce our work with Interior Night,
sold,
a new studio led by some of the most talented storytellers in our industry. Let's meet Caroline Marshall, studio head of Interior Night, to debut their original game.
All right, cool. Something original.
Bonjour, I'm Caroline from Interior Night. Our team is really passionate about interactive storytelling because when you play a story, you step into the character's shoes. You get to experience their fears, their hopes, their conflicts firsthand. And in the process, you learn more about yourself. And this is quite powerful. Our first game spans 30 years in the American Southwest. It's a story about family, resilience, and sacrifice. But most of all, it's about how you will shape the fate of real, flawed people trying to find their way in a world they don't fit in. I hope you enjoyed the trailer.
Love her freaking accent. Okay, here we go.
World premiere.
World premiere. All right, here we go. We're premiering it. About 3 hours ago.
Fortune, fortune, smile and fade. I haven't seen you much of late. I need you now, I cannot wait. But when I look, you're not around.
We were on our way to start a new life that summer. For our family, it was just a stopover.
For mine, it was the end of the road.
That's a weird look, isn't it?
On the ground, now!
The sun went down on all of us that day. Was it fate? Coincidence? No. It was a long-forgotten secret, buried in the dark.
All my life, I've been scared of the shadows. But now, I'm finally ready to step into the light.
You guys think that's how the game looks? It's a weird thing, isn't it?
I got your letters.
As dusk falls, I don't know what to make of that. It's very odd. If that's what it looks like, I don't know.
Here at Ninja Theory, we're hard at work on all of our projects.
Including my massive ponytail.
Which we announced at the Game Awards back in December.
All right, what do we got here?
An incredible 3.5 million players have now experienced Senua's story and Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. We're excited to start giving you an insight into what comes next for our Celtic Warrior. An experience that we'll be building in Unreal Engine 5 for Xbox Series X and PC.
Hold on, I don't get it.
I'm happy to reveal today that Senua's Saga
will
be set in the beautiful country of Iceland. And you can find out more about our location scouting and how we've discovered the history of our setting in a brand new behind-the-scenes development diary, which you can view straight after the show on the Ninja Theory YouTube channel.
Dude, Iceland is cool. So did Microsoft buy Ninja Theory? I don't remember. I think they did, right?
It's been so touching to see the impact that Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice has had on so many players. And we're incredibly thankful to all of the fans that have been part of Senua's story so far. And we're excited for you to be part of our development journey from here on out.
Sweet, dude. Well done. All right, we got another one coming up. Oh, this looks to be a little bit jaunty. A little festive. Watercolor guy. Oh, it's... What's their names? Never mind. Double Fine. Okay. Thought it was a game, but it's not. It was a logo.
You want to say hi to Peter? He's on the line
What?
Here.
Peter? Peter, he's been sitting there the whole time?
Hey, who wrote the song?
Peter.
Oh, Peter. Fantastic work. Love the song.
Very much.
It's going to be fun to sing it. Now it's time to...
So, Jack, if you like Jack
Probably
Black...
Probably been a long time since you've had a visitor. I hope you don't mind Poppins. Where are we?
Shh. It's a quiet place.
It's a colon. It's the colon. We're in the anus.
Lost alone. Neither skin nor bone. Just a thought is all I've got. Now my cover's blown. At the bottom of a lake, a frozen feeling. When my friends pulled me back up, I started healing.
Looks good. I mean, you expect it to look good, I guess. Interesting style upgrades. So is Jack Black in it, or is he just singing this song? Can't tell.
Senses are the magic keys. They fill the holes I've had.
I think it looks good. I can't tell if I think it looks good. I think it may look a little... not amazing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm expecting. It's obviously very stylized, but there's something here that's not working for me, and I can't put my finger on it. It's kind of a... weird fuzzy edge to things. I don't know. It looks like something you could make on a Switch. Probably is coming to Switch. They did say something about that. Maybe not. Series X one. And... yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Can't tell what I think about that. Maybe. Maybe. There's a big fat maybe going on in my head.
We can't wait for you to experience the amazing games built by Xbox Game Studios.
Okay,
and there is just so much more.
Her three keys are going
to
drive me crazy.
We are partnering with thousands of creators, from the largest publishers to the smallest independent developers, to bring you the broadest variety of games ever. There is one developer in particular that is close to us, not just geographically, but in history too. I'm thrilled to announce that this fall, our friends at Bungie will bring Destiny 2 to Xbox Series X and Xbox Game Pass. If you are one of the more than 10 million Game Pass subscribers,
well, Game Pass
you also
is
get access
free.
To all current Destiny 2 expansions starting this September.
Okay, that's pretty
good.
For
Game Pass Ultimate members, Destiny 2 will also be playable on mobile from the cloud. Later this year, Bungie will also release a new version of Destiny 2 that is optimized for Xbox Series X. 4K resolution running at 60 frames per second. Here's an all-new look at Bungie's Destiny 2 Beyond Light.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Probably looks a lot like what it looks like now, is my thinking.
I've seen terrible things born out in the darkness.
Yeah, you have. Me too,
Every
dude.
Every moment brings them closer.
Uh-huh.
It's time to step beyond the light.
Will I be able to shoot shit? That's the question. Looks like I'm going to be able to shoot some shit. I mean, it's just, it's Destiny. So if you're in, you're already in, right? I don't know what the community is like these days, but you know, you're either excited or you're not, I guess. I don't know. It was so weird how that was on the Blizzard launcher for like 5 minutes, wasn't it? And now not. Beyond Light.
This is Destiny 2 that you can play any way you want thanks to Xbox Game Pass. Some of the world's most inspired developers are working on games for Xbox Series X, and we're just honored to be able to collaborate with them. Xbox Series X will empower both new and experienced creators to bring the future of games to life like never before.
They showed that
unique
already.
Unique perspectives, unexpected innovations.
The big splitting apart hardware thing, they already did that earlier on.
And that we can't wait for you to discover. All of the games you're about to see are being built to launch exclusively on Xbox consoles. Thanks and enjoy.
All right, what do you got here for us now? What do you
got? World premiere.
Console launch exclusive. Which means both of them, I guess, right? You're gonna be Xbox One and Series X. Okay, you got some kind of hallway, some sort of deal. Oh, I know what this is. This looks like, what's their names? The Metro people. Yeah, that's got to be this. Not Metro. What's the name of that series? Crap. You know I like me some Stark apocalyptic vision. That's what we're getting here. This is what this is. Ooh, look, some sort of floating brain. Stalker, that's the series. Stalker. Thank you, chat. So I'll bet this is a Stalker game, right? I have not been spoiled on anything yet, so... don't know what to expect here. Never played Stalker. How is that? How's that as a piece of business? Is it fun? We've got all these guys milling around an old swamp. Okay, now we're in some sort of big structure with some weird mutated baby-looking thing. That's cool. Yeah, this is cool music. Yeah, Stalker 2. Oh my gosh, how old is the original Stalker? It's like 1,000 years old, isn't it?
World premiere.
All right, let's see. Console launch exclusive. Let me see if I can guess again. This is going to be... I did hear about the Warhammer game. That has to be this, right? It's like Vermintide, but set in space. It's, you know, 40K, which I'm really into. So this is for me, for sure. I also like Vermintide a lot. Although those don't look like Space Marine type. Well, I guess it's not everyone's a Space Marine in those games, but... see if we can get some narration, maybe.
My Lord Inquisitor.
Oh, yeah, dude. Inquisitors!
I've reached a term of prime and begun our investigations.
My Lord Inquisitor.
Our recon squad has been sent into sub-level 6 of the Hive to determine the full extent of the unrest. I'll know more when they make it back.
They're not going to make it back. That's the Emperor's fodder, dude. Oh, look at these guys. Some sort of zombie mutations. Zombies. Yeah, Darktide, isn't
it? They make it back.
Yeah, they're not going to make it back. All right, so that's cool because Warhammer is the best thing on the planet, and I love it. I love Warhammer 40K so much. I don't even play the tabletop.
World premiere.
Ooh, another world premiere. Shut up, everybody. World premiere. Console launch exclusive. So an exclusive launch title for the Xbox Series X from Enhance. Well, that's just a dude.
When you were born, something changed.
There's another dude.
My heart could not.
There's a dude.
Contain.
A dude.
The miracle.
Another dude.
Of this world and all the
I don't know what to make of this. It's just people holding controllers. This isn't a game. I'm trying to guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Chat says Tetris? Really? How do you figure this is Tetris? Oh, shit. That looks like Tetris. Wait, are we talking like Tetris 99 levels of multiplayer in Tetris? What is this? Well, it's definitely Tetris. What are we looking at here? This looks like Tetris Effect. Is it Tetris Effect? Or just something else? I don't know what to make of this. Oh, it is. Tetris Effect Connected. Optimized single player plus all new multiplayer. Well, what does that mean? Tell me more. There was a lot of people in your video. All right. I remain confused. Console launch. Here we go. What do we got?
Approaching orbit.
Whoa, did that say SteamWorld producer? The people made SteamWorld?
Oh, yeah. Already lacing up my boots back here.
They don't make bad video games. I love these guys.
What we got? Another good-for-nothing space rock?
Whoa. Hold on. Let me check.
What is this, dude?
Find anything good?
Oh.
Vex, you're not gonna believe this.
Oh.
Ouch! What the?
I don't even know what to make of this. I love the look of this. And I love this developer. SteamWorld, those SteamWorld games. Heist is my favorite. Freaking love Heist. Uh-oh. Look out, there's a giant turd donkey. Looks like a turd. It's coming to get you. What's this called? Okay. Still, oh, the gunk. Dude, all in on the gunk. I love that developer so much. They have not made a bad video game. That's very exciting. Okay, we got more. Boy, this is a lot today. Blooper team. Let's see what we got here. Butterfly, is a butterfly? All right. Ooh, so another butterfly's now flying. Looks like a moth now. Oh, don't get too close to the flame. Oh. Not good.
It all starts with a dead girl.
Jeez.
A forest. The moon. Scent of pines. And then the gunshot. Every story has two sides. A regular, rational one. But also a darker and deeper truth. Not unlike a nightmare. I can see both. Worse, I can live them.
The Gates of Orgrimmar! A cave that looks like a...
Hello?
Never mind.
Anyone there?
Probably not going to play this. Whoops. This would be too scary. Too scary.
What is this place?
No, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. No, sir. Nope. Nope. Big fat nope. Can't do it. It looks really cool.
Let me touch
Medium. The medium. Huh.
World premiere.
I don't know if I can play that game, dude. Oh, that looked like it would let me, it would, a little pee would come out. Oh, Sega. Sega. What do you got here, Sega? Panzer Dragoon Bird Edition. Nope. PSO. Whoa, this looks like a better looking PSO game than I'm used to seeing. Brand new expansion, expansive world. It said PSO 20 years, so I gotta, okay. Yep, here, yeah, this is totally PSO. Is this like a real PSO game and not something I gotta like steal from Japan and like pirate and everything? Oh, that's some anime bullshit. Unknown threats. Alright. There's numbers going up when you hit things, so that's what you expect from a thing like this. Some monsters to fight. Frame rate's a little sketchy. This could be early footage. And this music is like the most Sega-ass thing I've ever heard. Fantasy Star Online 2. 3? What is this? Isn't 2 already... 2 is already a thing, and it had a really hard launch here. True Adventure starts now. Those are big robots. Get them, boys! Alright. New Genesis. Fantasy Star Online 2. New Genesis. Coming in 2021. So that's not the same as that other launch thing we had. Alright, another launch exclusive. What do we have here?
Luis Torres. I've seen your future. Global Risk is scared of the weapon. You will become
Remedy. I like Remedy.
Destiny chose me to save this world. And I will see it die.
Blacklist, we make our own path. We protect our own.
Can you protect me from fate?
Ooh, that looked nice. The lighting looked real good in there, didn't it?
Soon, the entire world will burn. All because of him.
It's like Crisis almost, right? The suit and everything? In the Crisis vibe. What is this called? Crossfire. Do we know about that?
Today, you saw 10 world premieres and 22 console launch exclusives. Game Pass members can play every game you have seen today from Xbox Game Studios and all of our partners in the subscription or free to play. This is just a peek at some of the new titles coming to Xbox Series X. And some of the games you already love and some you have yet to play will also be optimized for Xbox Series X.
Okay.
Games like Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5, and Sea of Thieves. You'll get the next-gen upgrades at no additional cost when they launch. You can expect a lineup of over 100 titles for Xbox Series X this holiday season. With Series X and Game Pass, Xbox is the place to play, and you are at the center of everything we do. Now, you may have noticed we didn't get to visit all of our Xbox Game Studios today. That means we'll have more to share later this year. But until then, here's one more thing.
That subscription is super
World
valuable.
Premiere.
Super valuable. Okay, here we go. They saved the best for last. Halo Finite. Oh, never mind. I have no idea what this is. Playground Games presents some sort of
sword. The world is filled with stories of legendary heroes.
This is Fable, isn't it?
And treacherous villains.
You knew Fable was coming back.
Of fantastical creatures and wondrous places where nature and magic live in perfect harmony.
Oh, geez.
Not all stories have happy endings. But yours has yet to be written.
Fable Horizon 4. Uh-oh, reverse Terminator. Oh, they're just showing a recap. This is a popular thing to do. All the stuff does this where they recap everything with a video. I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed, you guys. Overall, I thought they showed a lot of games from their own studios that reminded me of what Sony's been doing for the last 5-6 years, and this is them sort of getting into the exclusives, stronger exclusives game. Explains why they bought all those studios that they felt like they needed to, but not only that, like I've said this for a while now, the big push or the big eye-opener for this generation will be who's going to win me over on services. That Game Pass thing is, that's a freaking value. Like, legitimately a value. So, I don't know. That's giving Sony a real run for its money, I have to admit. I think their presentation was really good. I think Sony's was too, but I don't know. I was very much leaning. I was leaning heavy in the direction of PlayStation 5 this time. I'm not so sure now. I mean, if I pay, $14 a month and have access to all of it whenever I want. Plus free upgrades to stuff I already got. I don't know, dude. That seems very gamer focused, and that seems good. That seems like the place they needed to be. And it seems like a lot of meetings had to happen for that to go. I still don't know how I feel about the stand-up box design of the actual console. But anyway, thanks for watching, everyone, and hanging out with me and letting me see what this is. I'm sorry I missed it live, but we had another show and I couldn't do it. Lots to unpack and sort of decompress from this. I'm going to have to think a bunch about what I think about all of the stuff I saw. But it's funny, the thing I'm least excited about is Halo Infinite, of all things, which should really be the flagship thing, right? But there were other stuff shown that really impressed me, and some of that stuff may have been third party. Well, a lot of it was third party, and you're gonna be able to get it in other places, but Game Pass is pretty valuable. Here's the other thing too, all those first party games are coming to PC, and if I've got PC Game Pass, that's $5. I'll pay that over there anyway. So even if I don't get an Xbox, see, that's going to be the big trick for those guys, is convincing me that it's the more valuable solution as a complete solution, meaning I need to have their hardware, when really they're just saying to me, hey, get Sony for what Sony's good at, have your Switch for what they're good at, but if you're a PC player, you're going to have access to all of our stuff for $5 or less anyway, or buying it straight out on the platform. So I don't know. I feel like there's still a problem there. They still got to work that out. Anyway, I'm going to go put together a Frog Pants Plays daily so that all of this can get posted and put up and all that. And oh my gosh, I feel like my whole day is just getting started. So anyway, thank you for watching. Stay safe, or say stafe, as we always try to say to you fine people at home. Here's the song Africa on Tesla Coils. Bye. Here, what's this? No, go back.